On this episode 45 of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast, I am interviewing Harjeet Singh. He is the head of partnerships at Rainshine. Rainshine is a Web3-based creative force digital entertainment company. So what Rainshine does is it develops new ways for creators to engage with audiences and build profitable content-related communities. The number one challenge for any content creator is to how they can monetize, how they can keep on engaging their audience. And this is one of the problems that Harjeet Singh and his company Rainshine is solving. In this episode, we talk about how they are going to use Web3, blockchain, NFTs, all these sort of products in their offering, and also how they are planning to disrupt the content creation industry. Hello, innovators, explorers, and risk takers. Welcome to another episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. I'm your host, Sam Kamani. I am an Amazon best-selling author, a tech startup founder, and a strategic advisor to multiple Web3 startups. I'm here to take you on a journey to explore the world of Web3, all the risks, all the opportunities, and my goal is to educate you about what other people, the founders, the investors, what are they building, what are they paying attention to, so you can take advantage of it, so you can benefit from it. However, I would like to start with saying that this is not investment advice. I would still highly encourage you to do your own research. I have nothing to sell you. So with that out of the way, let's get into it. So Harjeet, it's great to have you on the show. So looking forward to interviewing you and finding more about Rainshine and your company. But first, can you please tell our audience a bit about your journey into Web3, into blockchain and into Rainshine, how you got started and got to do what you're doing right now?
So thank you, Sam, for having me today. Obviously, my name is Harjeet Singh. I've been working in the U.S., startup ecosystem for over 15 years, mostly involved with family offices and early stage companies. I'm on the board of Tie New York, which is part of, 57 chapters of this great organization where they empower and mentor and invest in young entrepreneurs. My journey into Web3 is pretty interesting. Always looked at innovation. I've always, been part of in the rear end of innovation, never been on the front end. For the last decade or so, I wanted to do something interesting. So working in the family office space, because when they're looking to invest in companies, they rather make invest into a venture fund, right? Where they have an exposure to a particular sector. Rainshine was an interesting company. I was working for a venture accelerator in New York. And one of my friends who's a very experienced entrepreneur investor, he's always been investing in private equity and venture funds. So about a year ago, he led a transaction in Rainshine. He's like, I really like this company. You should take a look at it. I didn't know that he was indirectly trying to recruit me to run fundraising and corporate partnerships for them. Rainshine is a creator first Web3 platform. What does that mean? They have a very strong Web2 infrastructure. It started by a legendary entrepreneur out of India called Neeraj Bhargava. Neeraj went to NYU, former McKinsey partner. Anything you want to check in the boxes, it ticked off, right? When he was part of the McKinsey's first venture fund, he was the first checked into Make My Trip, obviously, which is traded on NASDAQ, Fubo.tv, Off Business. He's invested in a lot of great companies, and about five of them turned unicorn. One of them he started from scratch called WNS, which has a market cap of today about close to, $4 to $5 billion, depending on which day it is, just like crypto. So coming back to when I looked at Range, I was trying to get into the Web3 space, and I was looking at which platform to look at, what is interesting out there. And I invested in movies here and there, invested in some of my friends. I always speak to them like, what exactly can you do in this space? Because it's very, very interesting. So they said, look, if the fans, so this is coming from directors, investors to see, they're like, we need to get fans more involved. Not only we have them involved on the consumption side, but we also need them involved on the investing side. Right? Or pre-booking. If you look at the concept of the whole blockchain in terms of how you look at it, they said, look, the fans, we have the best technologies on the planet, right? Why can't we allow fans to pre-book movie tickets, pre-book, just like we would do it for musical concerts and others, right? Or construction. you do it for real estate, right? Meaning when you're looking apartments, what have you. So you're able to manage that on an Excel sheet or an ACT or a Salesforce, because it's only 400 or 500 rows, depending on who the developer is. But you can, at a certain level, you can look at that data and you're like, all right, I can sell this and manage this. But when you're talking about a minimum of $100 investment, you need, data. You need to track that data. You need to manage that data. So blockchain plays a key role in this. So when I started looking what the team was doing and with this technology, I was amazed by it. So a friend of mine who made an investment, he brought me in. He said, look, you need to start looking at it more closely. And I tell him, like, he's been a mentor type of figure to me. He's an investor in this. So Rainshine in total has raised about $40 million. So it's who's on the board, like Michael Montgomery, who's the ex-CFO for Euro Disney, is an investor and on the board. Aaron Strain, who used to be the global CEO for Vodafone Group, is an investor and on the board. Then David Johnson the former CEO for EMI Music is on the board. So when I looked at Rainshine, it checked all the boxes for a great company. I always believed whenever you need a strong infrastructure to build Web3 on top of it.
Absolutely.
You can have a tech platform, a SaaS business, and then you can try to sell it. But coming from this industry is very, very different. And you cannot build, and I say this, is the B2C is very hard to build in terms of bringing an independent director, a cast, and say, I'm going to build this. You will hit a lot of roadblocks.
Yeah.
What Rainshine does, we work with premium creators. Premium creators, we define somebody who's actively engaged with their fans, 10 million above followers on, you call it YouTube or others. What I call it is social capital, right? That is, as a brand or as a creator, that is your IP. That is your capital, is your fans.
Yeah.
If they believe in you, they watch the content that you really create, right? They will be able to write a check for you.
Yeah.
Right? So let's take that one step back. Let's talk about, Mark Wahlberg, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, how many movies they invest in, right? They invest in their own products.
Yeah.
And then their friends invest in each other.
Yeah.
Imagine you're creating a movie or a project, which is with one of the top tier production houses. We're a B2B2C business model. We are not a B2C. Right, we think it's very hard to scale. So once you, the industry in the creator or in the Web3 or the media and entertainment industry on technology, and it has made great inroads. You're able to watch the Milans of the world. You're able to watch the Avengers of the world. But on the financing side, right, getting fans more involved, that hasn't been done other than buying public equities in companies or doing private placements for these media houses. You're like, okay, I'll take an exposure. But imagine a premium creator teams up with a good production house. You're able to go and then you create a concept of something called content angels. Content angels, we look at anybody who can invest 25,000 to $500,000 to $1 million. Then you bring in, that's like an angel investment. Then you look from a seed investment, you go directly to the fans. Look, these are the development. This is the project. This is the story. We're coming back to you. Would you like to invest? One, would you like to pre-book tickets? We're estimating the movie is going to come by this date, et cetera, et cetera. Then would you like to invest as a minimum of $100 for a preferred return, depending on how the LLC or for that particular project is structured, how that, hold co or company structure, you're able to go directly to fans to raise money. So now imagine there's 10 million followers of that particular creators and you have others as well. They're able to go to their fans to directly raise the money to produce a product. Not only do you have brand ambassadors, you have people who are going to spend 2 hours or more if it's a series or it's an animation, depending on what it is, they're going to fully watch for you. They become your, their brand ambassadors in a way, right?
Yeah.
They're able to buy merchandises through the concept. But obviously, you're familiar with NFTs. All of this has to be done through this.
Yeah.
But you enable all of that. I'm sorry for, ranting this on, but this is what we're trying to create.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you some hard questions about, because I worked in esports and esports, if you work in esports, you work with influencers in that space. That's how you promote stuff and all that. And of my previous sort of startup, which is Soul, it's no longer there, but we used to make platform to run tournaments for esports. And then to promote that, we would get influencers like, UFC champions and all that side or stand-up comedians and have collabs and all sorts of things. And we would create some sort of a content and and competitions and tournaments and all that around that. In that world, what was happening? Now, this is 2017-18. What was happening is that when they wanted to do a bigger project, they didn't have resources. They would go two different ways. Of course, there was always the merchandising, but it's very hard to sell merchandising if you are, even if for a sort of, say, an influencer with 1 or 2 million followers, people can only buy so many t-shirts and coffee mugs and phone cases. So then they would go down the route of Kickstarter or Patreon. So Kickstarter, anyone can fund the, you know, the next sort of their movie production, tournament, whatever they want to fund. And same with Patreon ongoing. So what benefit as an influencer would I have, say, I mean, I don't have, but say if I had like 10 million followers or 5 million followers, what benefit I would have of going with sort of Rainshine and instead of the traditional Web2 world model?
So so there are a lot of benefits, right? Meaning one, in terms of there has been millions of campaigns on Kickstarter. That's why we're not raising money on Kickstarter. Yeah. We are actually on WeFunder, so which is a crowdfunding platform in this space.
Yeah.
So you can invest. We're allowing our fans or people like you, Sam, to invest as a minimum as possible to invest in this company. We're at a $20 million run rate to actually be an equity holder, you know, have a percentage of the company for us. We're you know, in terms of if you're not being this, you have to be very, very, very transparent. Like I said, we are not a B2C platform. We are a B2B. Yeah. So we work with other production houses, other creators who have social capital. So that means the roadblocks that you had is you're paying some media, you're paying some agency or marketing agency to pump your campaign. In this case, you don't have to. You're going directly to your fans, right? Secondly, we as a brand, we don't matter. What matters is the creator, the story, and who's involved in that project, right? When you, in esports, and you've seen this, right? When 14, 15, 16, 17-year-olds are making millions of dollars, right? They have name for themselves. Yes. But these leagues are still owned by multi-billionaires.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everything
is owned by big teams are owned. And as a player, you have to go and join a team. That's how you make money. If you cannot join a team, you can't be like, it's very hard to make money otherwise.
So let's take a step back, right? So what exactly is Rainshine?
Yeah.
We used to go to shopping malls, shop, and then, you know, park our car, check out whatever we came home. We called it a day.
Yes.
That gave birth to Amazon to make shopping easy. Yes. It's curated retail. What does that mean? Amazon is always in competition with you.
Yes.
Right? Meaning they can launch a product and you, a competitor to you, where they think they can make margin and the market is bigger. That gave birth to the Shopify of retail, where it became an online store. Yes. We are the Shopify of media and entertainment space. Think about that.
Yes.
So think about what Comcast, NBC, or Verizon, all these companies used to be, that gave birth to Netflix, right? Meaning from that point of view. Netflix is always in competition with you or Hulu or the Disney and all of that. That gave birth to our platform called Rainshine or Rainblocks, which is our blockchain technology, to say, look, if you're a premium creator, media houses come together, build your product, go directly to fans, right? There's so many ways you can raise money, you can make money. But we usually, in terms of where we are investing actively money, we want to make sure as a premium creator, they have to have a recent track of success. It has to have continuous, it has to have, you know, some kind of a global appeal, that something that's here that we can sell it in India from media point of view, right? From a language point of view, from a content point of view, or Europe or Latin America. So there's a huge appeal. Or a lot of, there are a lot of interesting stories in India. Right,
absolutely.
Like Slumdog Millionaires, a lot of this, they come out. But imagine selling that to the Western world, right? This India is a growing economy. People are open to different cultures. In 300 million plus Americans, 40 to 50 million Americans are culturally open, right?
Yes.
So that will give birth to a lot of interesting content. Even though we are, you know, we have a team in New York, LA, Bombay, and UK. This is a problem that we're trying to solve. That we, if you put to all of these projects, we're a tech platform. We have a project going on same time in US, India, UK, somewhere in Latin America, others, more of a Shopify. So we empower premium creators and production houses come together and build their dream, you know, make their dream content and make it easier for them. And the fans always has been, they haven't made money investing in content.
They have not. They have not made anything. It's just been like a charity. It's just
They've always been spenders. So imagine they actually own a piece of the content, or they're getting some sort of a distribution. We want to be that platform where fans benefit And that's what we're building here in Rainshine.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. That's really, really, that makes it like crystal clear to understand that, you know, that I can see the B2B to C side of all the sides of the component now, and why this is such a fantastic idea to build what you guys are building. Now, talking about all these sort of things like Web3 and tokenization and all these sort of things, we have to address the elephant in the room, and that is the current market conditions. What are your view and how are you guys navigating this sort of a market?
So look, we have a very strong infrastructure, Web2 infrastructure. Token for us, we are in the market, even in this condition, exploring a token raise right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of these things that are traded, you know this, in real world, they have no revenue whatsoever, right?
Yeah.
And they shouldn't. You look at a stock, you look at publicly traded companies, right? From a security to utility point of view, there has to be, these tokens has to be passing on returns to their token holders, yeah. Right? You have to figure these mechanism out, right?
Yeah.
So the markets are tough, but that, you know, when you're the DeFi point of all of it, it's just not sustainable.
It is not. It's so many of the projects, it feels like they're just looking for the greater fool. There is no utility. You know, we don't even have a token. It's like we could, but like our company that I was talking to you about earlier before press the record button. But yeah, I mean, the thing is to provide utility. And if there is utility, there will be ongoing value to token. But so many projects talk about it. So many projects talk about community, but then the community is all there just to see when it's going to the moon and so they can sell it. Yeah.
And that's unfortunately, that gives, look, in 99, 2000, 2001, you saw that with tech stocks, right?
I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Everybody wanted to build a website and order something. It became there. And that gave to currently what we're going through right now, right? But it also gave us Amazon of the world. It gave us the Netflix. It gives us great, great companies, which they exist today.
Oh, yeah. Thousands of companies came out of that. Yeah.
But also interesting thing is, what came out of tech companies also, we don't have the same number of publicly traded companies. So you also see on the stock side of things, you have, you know, valuation of these firms trading at, you know, multiple that you want to believe in. So it's a lot of these things that are going on. I'm saying the crypto space, you and I know what's the biggest problem is, right? From the Bitcoin point of view, look, we all love Bitcoin. We all want this to succeed, especially for third world countries. These are my personal opinions, right? There hasn't been, in order for that to become a currency, we have to use it. I have to go out and buy milk with it. I have to go out in the market and buy a car with it.
That's too expensive. You can't do that for Bitcoin. Yeah, you can't do that for Bitcoin.
You can do that. Yeah. So the adoption has to happen quickly. But in terms of, look, for coins or for tokens, where there's a utility, they will survive. But also the valuation of tokens that was trading in the last several
months. Oh, yes. Yes.
Right, meaning if you look at the way it's expanded, you know, people made a quick buck, and this tells you who's in the real community. People want to make a quick buck, right? What's going to change in the now till next 6 months? You tell me. Right? Meaning, they thought this was a hedge against inflation, but that hasn't turned out that great, right? Meaning, from stocks to tokens to Bitcoin, takes a big hit anytime, and the Fed or they raise a rate, right?
Yeah.
But in terms of, I think we are still in the early stages. These things are going to keep going up and down until, you know, there's right way to look at things. There's right value metrics in order to understand these technologies.
Yeah. Very, very true.
What about you? What do you think in terms of?
What I think is that, you know, I like the quote that when the tide comes in, all the boats go higher. When the tide goes out, all the boats go lower. When the Fed and rest of the world, it's not only Fed, every country printed money, you know, did not matter if it was the British or the Japanese or the New Zealand or Australia, everyone printed money. Every single country in the world printed money during COVID times. So all that money went into three main assets. It went into stocks, it went into crypto, and it went into real estate. And as a result, you see these three asset classes got expensive all around the world. And now that every country in the world is, or every federal or central or reserve bank of the world is reining in money printing, all this money is now being taken out. And so now the tide is going out, all the boats are sinking down. So it does not matter which where you put money in, whether it's stocks or crypto, they all are going to go down. That's how my view is, that this whole thing happened. Because
But also, Sam, just to cut you off, sorry. Fed was always in competition with us as consumers. They were buying back bonds during all of this time. Now the interest rate is higher, now they're selling, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, hey, this is the best asset class there is. Please buy this. It doesn't matter. Fed, I'm talking about every, you know, central bank that's out there. So they were, to answer your question, that only made things worse where we are. It didn't make better because
their role
was to do the reverse, but they're doing in competition. And now it's hard to sustain inflation. It's hard to sustain, you know, in order to perform growth for these countries. So I think we're going to be in for a while. I don't know what your thoughts are.
Oh,
I'd love to get your thoughts. Money per month curve.
Yeah. So it is like right now, they raised 75 basis points interest rate in the feds. And I'm just looking at US because that's what matters. I mean, that has the biggest impact globally, man. It doesn't matter where in the world you are. That money supply is so huge or when it does change. The thing is, they will stop raising the interest rates in the next few months because they will see the economy is going to tank so fast because everything is going to go down so fast that they will have to stop raising the interest rates. Even though they say they're planning for 2 or 3 more interest rates rise by December 2023, I'm not sure if they're going to, and also by January 2023, the 3 interest rate rises, but I don't think they'll be able to continue that because everything will tank so fast. The stock market will tank so much if they did that they will scale back and we'll have a bit more sideways movement. But then it is anyone's guess, not investment advice. Don't try and short things. Don't try and go long things. My only advice is go and build things that people use that are really useful to people, like what you guys are doing. And then in the long run, then you don't need to worry about anything. That's sort of my point of view.
No, great advice. And look, this is obviously not an investment advice, but you know, Federal, these rates are definitely going to go up. Inflation is through the roof.
Yes.
But in terms of the role of central banks, it's kind of they're trying to be an investment bank by themselves rather than
they are the biggest investment bank in the world. Yeah. That's how I see it is.
And it's just kind of the roles should be reversed. And I guess they didn't play this the right way. The way they should play it. I think the COVID party is over.
Yes. We're back to reality.
We're back to reality. And you know, they call it crypto winter. I think it's a winter in all in terms of
all.
It doesn't matter to look at.
Yeah. Stocks are going to be down. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, especially the biggest one they're going to affect is the growth stocks. It's because they gained the most in the last 2 years, you know, when the money was being printed, so much of it went to growth stocks. And so funds like ARK are going to get crushed. Or they are already crushed, you know, anyone into growth stocks. But that's sort of my tangent. Coming back to sort of what you guys are building, what has been the most challenging part of building what you guys are building at the moment for Rainshine?
For a production companies, you know, last couple of years have been tough. We grew 50 to 100% no matter what because of, even because of content, you have to put the product out there. You need to produce our business such. You have to be in the same room. Because of COVID restrictions, I think we have a great executive team that's able to execute no matter what, and that has been about a challenging part in terms of not being able to create a lot of the content, but in terms of it led to create a bigger tech platform and able to focus on this. Now is look, we're in conversation with a lot of studios, a lot of people in terms of what we're trying to do. They want to partner with us because we're offering something that doesn't exist, or even if it exists, people are other companies or competitors are at early stage. But there's more than enough room for many players, not one, not 10, but many players to
do what we do.
But in terms of our challenges, you know, in building tech, I think we're very, very excited. But in terms of the challenge is not over. We are back in producing things, bringing things to market. So I think in the next 12 months, you'll see a lot of things that are with our partnerships on the global stage. I think the vision was to build another great studio, but in terms of what our journey has been very, very different because of what's out there in the Web3 space led to create totally different as entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I would say as an early startup of our size, you know, you have to pivot.
Absolutely. I was going to say that. Yeah, you have to pivot. And most good products have come out of pivoting.
Everything. There's no such thing as a, you know, in terms of, you know, straight line. You have to go through ups and downs. That's just life. But in terms of, you have to also understand, you know, people who are seasoned veterans, they have seen the winters many times.
Absolutely. You know,
like our team had, they're able to say, okay, this might not work. This is the flavor. This is what we need to do. So they're able to bring a lot of creativity to the business model, which I love. That's why, yes. You know, I do what I do, other than going to a lot of these interesting conferences, from permissionless to NFTs. I'm learning a lot. I didn't think that, you know, being this late in my career, that I would say that, you know, I think corporate M&A, family office investing, that was a lot of fun. But I think what I'm doing here, rain, shine, I love what I do. So to your point, pivot, this is like a second birth for me as an executive in terms of helping build rain, shine.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. One of the reason I ask you that question is to see what challenges there might be, because my next question is that, do you have an ask? Are you guys looking for anything? Are you guys looking for, I don't know, partnerships, team members to hire, custom, anything? Feel free to share with the audience.
So look, we for Rain Shine, we have a campaign on WeFunder. We're raising about $5 million. Just look at our management and look at our board, scroll down to see who's involved in this company. We're on a $20 million run rate. As an investor, you get to invest alongside high net worth individual, family office, seasonal investors. It's at the same evaluation. We're raising $5 million, of which we raised about $100,000. And this is early in our journey. If you are an investor and you're looking to park money into a company and you want to bet on the Web3 space, you know, take a look at it. We've become an interesting platform. We would love to have you an investor. If you want to have a conversation, I think you know where to find me. I'm LinkedIn or Telegram. I'm easier to find. Would love to connect with you and answer any questions you might have for us.
Absolutely. I'm going to put all the links underneath in the description. That brings me to another question. Sorry. I just thought, did you guys ever think of releasing, I don't know, your own, some sort of reward for people who invest, like some sort of an NFT to signify they're part of the Rainshine tribe or something like that? Or
so that will come, right? But that will come with the project. As a Rainshine Oracle, it's not about us, right? It's about our premium creators on our platform. NFTs, look, we have built a blockchain, NFT platform, all these metaverse platform, all of these things are there as part of our business plan.
Yeah.
But yeah. When we raise money for individual projects, like we have a product called Young Captain Nemo, which is a younger captain
who comic book star,
orders at comic book store. So you look, there's a community ready.
Yes.
As an investor, you get a chance to invest in that content venture.
Yes.
We want to make content investable. Right?
Yeah.
So that's an investor. So that's when we drop our NFTs. You'll get a chance to become part of that tribe. This is for a hold co race, where we want the fans to be part of this great company. Once they become part of that company, they'll have access to invest, not what, but many, many content venture practices. So think about investing in the next Uber. Uber is at a $65 billion market cap, depending on the day and the time and the year. But also look at Pokemon. It's a $92 billion asset over the life of,
yes,
I think Squid Games in a season became like $1 billion problem.
Yeah.
So imagine, that's what we are trying to build, that each of these content, not everything is going to, that's like a startup, not everything is going to become $1 billion. But hey, we have a lot of promising assets that we think that we are on to something that, as fans, as consumers, you have a chance to invest what you want to watch rather than what somebody's out there marketing for you. You want to be part of, hey, I really like what this creator is creating animation-wise or on action horror. One of my favorite genre is horror, right? So Saw movies are one of my favorite, closest to art. And we want to make sure that these fans, these genres, they're able to connect with what they really like, and they're able to fund this distinct project and make a return out of it. That would all be done through NFTs.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. It's great to hear. And so, regarding the blockchain for these NFTs, what blockchain are you using, or are you creating your own layer 2 chain or something like that?
So we're building on, you know, Polygon, Ethereum chain.
Right? Yeah.
That's
fantastic.
That's one of them.
Yeah.
Something that, yeah, that's, yeah, where most of the developers,
that's where we also work. Yeah. That's where we also work. And most of the projects we are supporting and saying that is the same combo that everyone is using. I'm super bullish about Polygon, just personally, not that I'm an investor or anything in Polygon, but just that I've seen that. We've explored others as well, but that's definitely.
Well, it's just like Solana, great platform, developing, adopting, it takes time. Chainlink is another one. All of these, they're great, right? Always, we are building on these chains. You think about it, you look at a highway, we're building a small store on top of it, right?
Yeah.
That's us. But I think as as the ecosystem matures, you want to be cross chains, what have you. But at the moment, look, you can't beat Polygon, Ethereum. Most of the communities are there, and that's
absolutely. So yeah, no, that's fantastic. Look, I'm going to put all the links to your VFunder and to your websites and to your personal social profiles in the description. Anywhere this goes, whether it's TikTok or whether it's LinkedIn or Twitter or 15 different audio platforms. So thank you Harjit, so much for your time. And yeah, wish you best of luck with your raise and with your product and onboarding more new content creators and studios and stuff. So.
Thank you, Sam. This was a great discussion. Learned a lot from you. And looking forward to building this relationship. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Most welcome. Cool. Thank you so much for tuning in and watching this or listening to this episode of the Web3 with Sam Kamani podcast. You know the drill. Leave a comment. Please subscribe or share it with a friend. Now, if you are building something really interesting in this space, then reach out to me. My DMs are open. I'm at Sam Kamani on Twitter or on LinkedIn or on TikTok or on any platform. Just go and search for my name. Reach out to me. I would love to help you. I would love to have a conversation with you if time permits. So, having said that, I want to wish you best of luck to whatever you are building. I know that about 35 to 40% of my listeners are founders themselves. So I want to say best of luck and go build that next innovation.